late yesterday, Carrier announced a deal with President-elect Donald Trump to keep close to 1,000 jobs at an air conditioner plant in Indianapolis. I guess all of the details of the deal haven't been announced, but I was wondering, does the White House have any thoughts on the strategy that has been employed to maybe lean on a private company to get them to keep jobs in the U.S.? Is that a strategy that the White House approves of, that thinks it's a good thing to do? I guess I just wanted thoughts on that.
Well, you know, obviously we haven't seen the details of the announcement from the company, but, you know, well, obviously the early indications are that this is good news, and obviously we'd welcome that good news. I know that the president-elect has indicated that he deserves credit for that announcement, and I guess what I would observe is that if he is successful in doing that 804 more times, then he will meet the record of manufacturing jobs that were created in the United States while President Obama was in office. There were 805,000 manufacturing jobs that weren't just protected or saved, but actually created while President Obama was in office. So President Obama has set a high standard, and President-elect Trump can meet that standard if this Carrier deal is completed in the way that he expects that it will be. And if he does that 804 more times, then he will have matched the standard established by President Obama, at least when it comes to manufacturing jobs. The one difference would be that the president-elect is talking about protecting jobs, and the metric I'm using is actually creating jobs. If we go to protecting jobs, there are more than 1 million jobs in the industrial Midwest that were saved when President Obama made the decision to rescue the American auto industry. And the long-term benefits of that fateful decision that was not initially popular has yielded a substantial benefit for the entire country, but certainly for the industrial Midwest.